It's just before noon on Sunday, day 24. I've got about 25, 30 kilometres to go to get to Roebuck Plains Roadhouse, which is my goal for the day. Nice short 130k ride this morning, although I'm already wanting it to be over. It's quite hot, sun's beating down, no shade, long straight stretches of road, a bit of wind, headwind occasionally, and the road surface a bit rough, which means the bike doesn't roll as well, and you're just working a bit harder. There's also quite a lot of traffic. I'm getting closer to Broome. Roebuck Plains Roadhouse is only 30 or 40 kilometres from Broome. So this bit of road gets travelled a lot by people going from Broome up to Derby and Kimberleys. Some burning off going along here as well, more control burns like yesterday. Fires actually burning right next to the road and smoke across the road in a few places. Could feel the heat from the fires. Nobody around looking after them, although they were sort of burning on the eastern edge of the burned area, so the wind was sort of blowing them back onto the burned area, so I don't imagine they can get out of control. I got up at 5:30 I think, and went and had breakfast in the roadhouse at 6 o'clock before I left. The same very kind lady who was on last night when I arrived and persuaded me to have a very large helping of the stew they were offering as a special for the night was there for breakfast. So I got the truckie's breakfast, and then as I was leaving, decided I liked the look of some freshly cooked muffins that they had. So I asked for one to have for morning tea, which she obliged me with. And then I was pleasantly surprised when I stopped for my morning tea to find out that she'd thrown in an extra muffin, so I had two. Nice, fresh chocolate chip muffins instead of one. A random act of kindness, which was much appreciated by me. And then, not long after my first break, a camper van pulled up in front of me, and out popped Ken and Val, a couple from Singleton who've seen me every day or so ever since I was in Queensland. It's their last day on the road today. They're finishing off at Broome and then flying back to Newcastle. They've taken obviously a strong interest in my travels, and I think we're pleased to see me on their last day before they head back. They've got details on my website and they've taken a few photographs, and hopefully they're going to send them in. While I'm riding along this morning, I'm listening to the Australian Rules Football on the local ABC station. The West Coast Eagles are playing the North Melbourne Kangaroos in Melbourne, where the weather's not that good, a lot cooler than it is where I am. And then I know that later on this afternoon there's another game going to be on the TV, and hopefully by then I'm going to be in the roadhouse enjoying a drink and watching the football during the afternoon, making the most of a quiet day, possibly my last quiet day for a while. I'm hoping I'm not going to have too many consecutive 300 kilometre days, but I know, certainly know I've got a few coming up if I'm going to stick to the 53-day schedule. And my fear is that as I start to swing south down the Western Australian coast, which is what I'll be doing tomorrow, I may start to run into some headwinds which might make those long days even longer. It's also almost desert-like country coming up, and almost no habitation, so often I'm just riding from one roadhouse to the next all day, nothing in between, carrying the whole day supplies. Got a few of those coming up. That's it for now.